how much pepper steak should I make?
I got
a truckload of taco meat we need to eat, really. How much pepper steak should we?
No, we've already. How much we already talked. No, how much? How much pepper is in a pepper steak?
A lot, I guess.
Is it the grind up pepper, or is it the pepper like jalapeno comes off the vine?
It's like green and red peppers.
Uneven, my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm the ghoulish Von Fry. Joining me is
Mom.
Yes.
The ghoulish mom. The ghoulish mom.
You can't also be ghoulish.
No, the ghoulish. The ghoulish is
goulash.
Mom.
Okay. I thought we were having pepper steak, but evidently we're having something else.
Yeah, right. We are. We're having pepper steak.
So how are you doing this week?
Pretty good.
Pretty bad. Show me what happened to you today. You got a puncture wound.
Yeah, I had to be vaccinated for the flu and shingles.
So you've got
at the same time.
You've got they gave you I haven't seen
I got
is
little
this
flowers.
Like a Travis Kelce bandage? Is that what they give him?
No,
in the head?
Who's the
two
guy?
Two things
that,
at once, right?
Yeah. Oh my god, two things at once.
Got,
I can make
got
the commercial.
Two things at once. That's the name of the episode.
Yeah, but my sleeves don't come off like what's his name? The
now you got you've got bigger arms than Travis Kelce.
No, I don't.
Maybe not for the right reason. But they're there, right?
I don't think they're bigger
so
than Travis.
Are your arms
Kelce's.
Sore? Because Dad's arms are sore.
No, mine aren't too bad. This one over here, the shingles one, hurts.
And I don't think we talked about your new TV last week, did we? I mean, I think we did. Though last week we did the episode of Sunday, right?
Yeah, we got a new TV.
We got a new TV on Sunday.
Dad got.
You want to tell
a
everybody
big
what
TV?
Okay, it's the problem
big.
Is 55 inches is now kind of like medium.
It's big.
It's bigger than what you have in the kitchen.
It's bigger than we have in the whole house, isn't it?
No, it's the same size as what I have.
That's too big
you,
for a little
you
room.
Have a 50 in your bedroom, and you have a 55 in your
I
living
know,
room.
I know, but our living room is not very big.
Well, how do you like your TV?
I like it, but it's kind of close up in your face.
Well, if you sit on the nearest couch to it, it is a little bit on the pixelated side because the resolution of what you're watching isn't really in. But if you watch something that like... high-resolution Netflix 4K stuff, like that Garfield movie. We probably need to watch that.
Was it good?
I haven't watched it yet. I kind of
really
watched it to test your
football.
TV out. Yeah. So did you see some football you like?
We saw some football and the Broncos and was it New England? Who were they playing? I forgot. Oh, New Orleans.
Yeah, and both quarterbacks were bad.
They didn't have good games?
We're getting a lot of situations here where neither quarterback can score the ball.
That's too bad.
We just had a game where no quarterback scored. I don't even think either quarterback had 200 yards passing. It's pretty amazing what we're doing in the NFL these days.
Do you count it if he throws the ball that the guy catches and scores with?
Yeah, that's called a touchdown pass. That's usually what the quarterbacks are judged by.
Well, they should be judged by handing it off, faking, too.
So I hand the ball to you, and then you do all the work, and I get credit for it?
But you faked everybody.
It's sort of a LeBron James way to get an assist, isn't it?
I guess so.
Is that what they're going to do? They're going to have to change the rules.
I thought
rules
the quarterback gets credit for all the touchdowns because they start with
if he
started.
Throws the ball.
Actually, the center should get credit.
The quarterback gets a lot of credit for winning the game.
Yeah.
And a lot of blame for losing it. They're booing QBs now. It's pretty amazing.
That's sad.
Right. Well, how about we go ahead and get into the news?
Okay.
So, your gal... Kamala, she seems to have had a less than eventful interview on Fox News. She went to the lion's den, right?
Did she do good? I haven't seen hers.
Oh, you think she did good? That's weird.
I haven't seen it. I've saw Trump's.
I'm going to open a rock star over here. So hold on. Tell us about Trump's and then I'll tell us about...
Trump's went for the Hispanic community. And
now his I haven't seen, so this will be interesting. You report one, I report the
other. I guess
other.
The total Hispanic he knows, I mean, is...
C.
Spanish is C. He said C.
They said, hey, can you say something in Spanish for us? C. Yeah. Was it like that?
Yeah, no, he said C for yes.
Wow, dead air is really exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well then tell us more about it.
Well, I don't know what else to tell. He tried to answer, he vaguely answered questions. He likes the new weave. He likes to weave. He has a weave in his hair and a weave. He likes to weave when he talks.
He weaves his hands around? Is that what you're saying?
No, he goes all over. He changes the topic. Goes around and around
so
and it comes back to
about?
It. I can't even remember. He answered the people's questions. But, you know, this one gentleman asked about...
All right, so you ask the question. I'll answer how I think Trump would have answered.
Okay, what is your answer for all the school shootings we've been having and the children that have died?
It's a terrible thing. You know, we had all these amazing young kids would have grown up working for my company, surely. Unfortunately, it's very tragic. Somebody's got to do something about it. And, I hope you're going to be voting for me come November. All right, next question.
The sad part is he never even said it was tragic. He didn't even say anything about the children's lives.
Was it just about him? I mean, I got shot too.
Yeah,
I got shot. I know about getting shot over here.
There you go. That's more like it.
Kamala, she did really bad. The bad thing is you have the people that are trying to run the interference for her, trying to push her over the edge, saying, it was the bravest thing. You know, that's like soldiers going into war over there. For her to go in, talk to one of the most mild-mannered people at Fox News, and she told him how it is. He tried to talk over her, but she's a strong, independent woman. She wouldn't handle that, no. So she kept talking over him, and then they're talking over each other, and that's kind of the way it goes. Yeah, there's a lot of that. Her problem is she'll give the, let me be clear, and then proceed to not be clear.
I know, bless her heart.
Let me be clear. I will not break the law. I will follow the law. Okay? And, let me be clear. And then I'm like listening. Okay, here's where's the part where she's going to say something. And to keep saying, let me be clear, I'm going to follow the law. When you're the one who can determine the law, makes it sound like, let me be clear, I'm changing things. Well, she'll say, let me be clear, our immigration reform is in shambles, and there's something needs to be done about it. And it's like, okay, so does that mean you regret not building the wall or opening the border? Nope. Instead, she wants immigration reform. So what does that mean? What do you think the immigration reform means?
Anything that's better than what we have right now.
I think the bill that she kept saying would have fixed this.
Right. Needs to be passed.
No, it was not a would have fixed this bill. It was named that. It's like the Democratic Republic of North Korea. Not democratic.
It would just gave more
secure the border bill would have been actually amnesty for illegal aliens bill, if you were truthful about it. And then they would have been allowed to vote in the plan is, and she didn't say why she was lenient on this border. The truth about why she is we want these people to come into the country and vote for the Democrats.
No, they don't.
That is the entire reason behind it.
I disagree with you.
She offers no reason other than for one to assume that's the case. And she could have at least said, we need these people to come in here and be maids because we have a lot of expensive houses now that require maid services.
There are a lot of jobs in the United States that nobody wants to do.
Well, you think they're doing them?
If they're not here legally, forming gangs
and robbing people at dinner time a job they pay taxes on.
You know it.
Let's go on to a different subject. Have you heard of One Direction?
I have.
Tell me about One Direction and what direction did they go to other than off the third floor of a balcony?
Well, they're a boy band.
Have you heard any of their songs?
Well, I couldn't tell you one because I'm old, but I do know who they are.
Well, how about we listen to one of their songs?
Okay.
Okay, now they have a lot of songs that have over a billion plays on Spotify, and that's probably going to be going up in the days coming up.
Probably.
I don't really recognize... Okay, this one has almost a billion. It's called Perfect. Let's see if I can recognize it. Probably not, but we'll give it a chance, okay? All right, it already sounds pretty lame. I don't know about you, but... This is the stuff girls were eating up about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Boy band discovered on a pop audition type show in the UK.
Yeah, they put them together.
All right, let's listen to a different one because that one sounded lame. So the guy that died, he was...
Liam?
His name's Liam. He was favored by one of the judges on the show. A gal a year older than me who said, hey, this underage guy, he'll be a good husband in a few years. And then they had a kid together and then got separated. And then he had some girlfriend who he may have abused. And she was saying she was going to come forward and talk about the abuse stuff, and then this happens, like, within the week.
Well, this is a popular song for them.
You think so?
Yeah.
This is their third most played on Spotify, but I kind of thought this is the only one I really recognize.
So. Yeah, I recognize this one.
I don't know at what part he sings, but he didn't have much of a solo career afterwards. Didn't really take off, like, the Harry, you know, the guy that likes to wear the dresses.
Was he from the same band?
Yeah, One Direction.
Okay.
They're called One Direction, but when you split apart, then you're going your separate ways.
So they should call them Separate Directions.
I don't know if they can... Look, at least we still have the Spice Girls, right?
That's right. No, they're not together anymore.
They get most of them together to do stuff. Now, One Direction could kind of come together, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to, but, you know, if they had hard enough times maybe, and no solo career wouldn't work out, you can't get any movies made, maybe they just might, right?
Right, maybe.
So the police are saying that he died of... They're not saying suicide just yet.
Is it overdose or something? Drugs?
Well, they're calling it polytrauma.
What's that?
It's when you're rich and you die of a drug overdose and suicide, but they just want to say, well, you know, he fell from 3 floors up and, well, it's kind of, you know, 25 feet up, it's kind of a typical damage from a fall like that. A lot of, you know, internal and external bleeding. So let's call it polytrauma and just call it good. Are they covering something up?
Well, I hope not.
This isn't in America. This was Buenos Aires, right?
Which is in America, most you can't fall out of hotel rooms because, I mean, they rarely have balconies.
Well, in Argentina, I think they have a balcony, but they probably have a guardrail, right? He could probably afford the balcony at the hotel, right?
Probably. I've stayed in hotels.
The third floor hotel is a little weak. Yeah. Must have been a kind of short hotel.
I don't know. It's a shame, but you can die. You probably could die falling off a house if you hit just right.
Like I kind of picture a hotel being a little tall.
Yeah,
you know,
usually.
Motel, you can kind of walk out on and you pull up with your car, right?
Normally, yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have it at a 2-story motel, though.
They must really be receptive to you shooting movies at motels because there's a lot of cheap movies that are made in a motel and said they're not.
Nobody wants
or they
to stay
just
in
go
a motel
ahead and shoot
anymore,
at a motel.
So they can shoot
they
movies.
They can use
in
it to shoot movies. Yeah. Hey, you know, this whole floor is clear. You can just do whatever you
do
want,
whatever you
right?
Want.
You're not going
to
disturb anybody.
Please pay us.
Have your gunfight scene in your car chase in the parking lot. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that's sad news. And
it is sad.
Confirmed sad.
Yeah, you know what I told you about it. I said life is short. If people, there's no reason to commit suicide because you know we're all gonna die, and it happens sooner than you think. It's really life is very short.
I thought you said more like, why kill yourself if you're gonna die anyway?
Because everybody's gonna die. I mean, come on.
All right,
enjoy
well, I got
your
a
life.
Kind of a lame story here from National Geographic. We have a big yellow rectangle we have to put everywhere. We're National Geographic. Scientists discover creatures living beneath the bottom of the sea. Not nearly as exciting as the plot of
Beneath
Pacific
the Bottom
Rim.
Of the Sea. How can there be a beneath
they're
the bottom?
They're lying to you. Okay, so they're living in caves in the floor, the bottom of the sea.
Okay.
Like SpongeBob SquarePants, okay?
Yeah.
They're not actually creatures living in, like,
underneath the sea.
The mantle of the layer of the earth.
Right. That's what that sounds like.
That would have been impressive. This far less impressive.
Okay.
You know, I don't think we've ever drilled below the crust. The crust is pretty deep. I don't think they've ever drilled like
I thought there's
to reach
like a
the
core.
Core. That is a Hilary Swank movie.
Oh, is it?
They have to go to the core and somehow not die. I'm pretty sure you'd die. Look at all the compression you get while still in the crust.
I know. I don't
Ask
think
Ask the
can
people
go
that
there.
Want to go see the Titanic, right?
Right. I don't think you
Imagine
can go
the
to
compression them. They would have experienced in the core.
Yep. Well, technology. Someday they might be able to.
Actually, I'm trying to think. Is Gerard Butler also in that movie? Aaron Eckhart is. Stanley Tucci. But I don't think Gerard Butler is in a movie where the earth stops spinning. So he has to fix it.
Oh, really? How does he fix it with the bomb?
I think it's called Geostorm. I don't know what he did, but they have to get it rotating again.
Oh, God.
You know, just in case.
Hey, did you hear that we've got a new spacesuit for the next trip to the moon? And guess who's designing it or has helped design it?
Ralph Lauren.
Prada.
Well, it's going to be expensive anyway, right?
Yeah, you might as well put a good name on it.
It's like what Doc Brown said. Well, you know, Marty, I thought if I'm going to build a time machine, may as well do it with some style.
There you go.
Okay, so.
Yep. So, you know, you can see a mock of it. Looks like it's got some little pleats in the knee so you can bend your knees, and it's one size fits all. I like that one.
Hey, this is actually a really good idea. It will incentivize kids to go to space for the fashion.
To be in style.
You have to, hey, you got a TikTok in space, right?
Probably.
You think you're doing a viral TikTok dance? Wait till we do it in space.
There you go.
When you have a spacewalk TikTok,
that's
or on the moon
something.
TikTok
yeah.
dance, yeah.
That's, in your Prada.
In your Prada, yeah, definitely.
Outfit.
That is the way to get the kids to go to space.
There you go.
For sure.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think it might be time for
Uh-oh.
A game. And this is a game
be
that...
Be easy with me. I've been vaccinated today.
This is a game that you haven't done in a bit, but I think you can handle it.
Oh, great.
Movies.
Bye. Mom.
All right, Mom, can you tell me about the 1978 film Halloween starring Jamie Curtis?
Man, you know
yeah,
what?
Or is her name Jamie Lee Curtis? Come on, you should have been
when
jumping
it came
on me
out, I was scared of movies. So I think I never went to see it when it came out. And my friends told me about it. So I don't even know if I've seen the whole movie completely all the way through.
Okay, so what do you think happens in Halloween?
I know that, okay, there are some teenagers, obviously, and somebody's babysitting somebody.
Okay, so that'd be
guy,
Jamie Lee Curtis. What's her character's name?
I have no idea. And Wes Myers, is that what his name is?
Wes Myers. Okay, so Wes Myers.
He's a crazy guy in this, and he accidentally gets released from a mental institute, and he comes back to town.
And what's he wearing?
I don't know, maybe a white...
He was accidentally released?
Yeah.
And then he comes to town.
That's all I know. And the doctor's after him,
and
trying to catch him.
Does he have a mask?
I think it's some kind of white
does the mask,
hockey mask
does,
or something.
It's a hockey mask?
I don't know. I can't
okay,
remember. It's
okay, so Wes Myers is hockey mask.
Maybe it's the mask they had on him in the insane asylum,
so
he's still wearing it.
What's his favorite killing weapon?
A big knife.
Big knife?
A big
okay.
knife.
And what does he do? Does he go after the...
So I think so. I think he breaks into the home and...
They're watching a movie on TV in black and white. Do you remember what movie they're watching?
No, The Day the Earth Stood Still. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Okay, so he goes after Jamie Lee Curtis, but there's a doctor, a short doctor
yeah,
with
he's
bald
trying to
and trench coat. And yeah, he helps
from
him. What's his name?
I have no idea. I told you, you know, all I know is what people have told me about.
So at the end, how do they get the jump on Wes Myers?
I have no idea. I really can't remember. I've never seen the whole movie.
Do they maybe shoot him and he falls out a window?
That sounds good.
And then they go and look at him and he disappeared, right?
Yeah, because he has to keep coming back. So how many sequels have they had to this movie?
Well, the trouble is that they retcon a lot of it. They say, okay, so she died in a car wreck, but don't worry, she actually had a secret daughter. And then she's going to give birth to a kid, but don't worry, she's going to get killed too. But then Paul Rudd shows up and he knows all the answers. But then we come back later and say, hey, it was 20 years since the original and Jamie Lee Curtis wasn't actually dead. Now she's like elsewhere. But, oh, okay, so she kills Wes Myers, right? And then it turns out...
Oh, is it Jason?
No, Jason Voorhees is Friday the 13th.
Okay.
So she kills Wes Myers.
Is it Wes Myers?
No, it's not. It's Michael Myers.
Oh, sorry.
She kills Michael Myers, but then, it turns out it was the wrong guy. It was a paramedic who had his larynx crushed, and he couldn't talk and say he wasn't Michael Myers. So now she's an insane asylum, but she gets the jump on Michael Myers. But then Michael Myers is actually kills her instead and tricks her.
This is tiring.
But then Tyra Banks and Busta Rhymes make a reality show that's kind of like Big Brother in the house from the first movie. And Busta Rhymes, who's a rapper, by the way, he's going to try to scare people.
Busta Rhymes.
He's going to try to scare people. But then the real Michael Myers shows up. But then he gets killed and set on fire and stuff and taken to the corner. But he's not dead yet. And then we have to go, oh, you know what? Pretend all that stuff didn't happen. And now Jamie Lee Curtis is...
Old like me.
Kind of like an old Sarah Connor character, and she's prepared for Michael Myers, and she's got her house booby-trapped and everything, and she's going to take him out.
Did she take him out?
Yeah. She eventually, over the course of three boring movies, puts him in a some kind of car crusher. Some kind of car crusher type thing.
Oh, cool.
And like the whole town comes together and watches. They have a ceremony. There's
watches
live music.
Get
yeah. Well, they watch him get grinded up as car parts. It's really stupid because they're like, you know, I want some answers. Why don't we take the mask off? Is he still alive?
So, no, he's still out
so
there.
So, like, let's just grind him up over here. And then, like, next year, you know, I'll write a book about how I'm a survivor and all this stuff. Okay. So that's what they did.
gosh.
Movies.
Bye,
Mom.
Yep. So I'm guessing you have...
A quote. I got a good one. That's what I was doing back there.
There's always a good one. I've got a lame quote.
I got a bad
quote for
you. I'm sorry.
This is a bad one.
That's why I chose it. You know, I went out of my way to find a bad one.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention, Jim Gaffigan actually roasted Kamala pretty bad.
I did. He did.
Did you see that? So
no.
Jim Gaffigan is not going to be invited to the cookout that is Saturday Night Live playing Tim Walz anymore. Not after this.
Uh-oh.
They have a Catholic dinner thing. And on an election year, the candidates are supposed to go, and they're actually supposed to kind of roast themselves. Donald Trump had a half-decent zinger, and he said, well, you know, I was supposed to take shots at myself, but yeah, I've already been shot at. So he didn't really participate on that end, but he said some stuff damaging of Kamala. Right next to her was right next to the podium was Chuck Schumer, and he was like, "Oh my gosh, we're in so much trouble," because Jim Gaffigan, who is hosting the thing, first of all, Kamala Harris did a video. I didn't see all of it, but he was with Mary Catherine Gallagher, the Saturday Night Live Molly Shannon character,
uh-huh.
Super excited Catholic schoolgirl who's
like
60
that
now.
Smells
but,
her hands.
Yeah,
like she puts them in her armpits.
They probably did that in the thing, but I guess it didn't get a good response, and Jim Gaffigan was like, well, you know, it's a good thing she's not here to see that bomb or something like that. And he was going on saying, you know, election integrity is so important, the Democrats staged a coup to put Kamala Harris in the race. And Chuck Schumer's like, oh no, he's on to us.
Don't
like,
say that.
I don't think Jim Gaffigan's going to be invited to Saturday Night Live again.
Oh, and he was doing such a good job. Okay, the Slavic Republic has set up an online contest to name a bridge, and the name currently in first place is Chuck Norris. Guys, you can't name a bridge after Chuck Norris, because nobody crosses Chuck Norris.
Is this Stephen Colbert?
No.
Jon Stewart?
No.
Sounds like something that was said on The Daily Show, but or the Colbert Report. Yeah, I usually get hints when I miss...
Okay, well, I'll give you a hint.
I get two hints.
He did Saturday Night Live.
He did Saturday Night Live.
It's a he, and he's alive still, and he was on Saturday Night Live. And what's the news section on Saturday Night Live called?
Well, I think Norm MacDonald would have been dead maybe not.
That's not a guess, though.
That's not a guess, no. That doesn't sound like something would have happened while Norm is hosting Weekend Update.
Oh, yeah, he was a host of Weekend Update. Pretty sure. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure he was.
And he has a late night show after Jimmy Kimmel. Or no, Jimmy Fallon, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Except he's not relevant enough for me to remember his name.
I didn't tell you he had a late night show.
He's not Seth Meyers?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Good job. Good quote, right? Because he's kind of your cousin.
Chuck not Morris. Seth Meyers.
Yeah. Bye-bye now.
Let's do that again.
I was busy dancing. Bye-bye now. Some good tunes.